USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Investigators have found tissue at the scene of this morning's explosion in Nashville that they believe could be remains, but they could not say whether it potentially came from someone inside the RV.
Now, I want to stand with our downtown residents and our business owners for whom this was a terrible day. But we are, like Nashville has faced other challenges, particularly this year, we can rebuild and get back to normal.
That's Nashville Mayor John Cooper. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. The three people injured are said to be stable. A much smaller crowd than usual gathered at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, believed by Christians to be the birthplace of Jesus. Services were scaled back around the globe, with some churches spacing out parishioners or holding online services. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hospitals in California and Texas are being strained due to another surge in coronavirus cases. A record 19,000 COVID patients are hospitalized in California, with nearly 4,000 in ICU beds. The state is averaging 40,000 new cases a day. There were 312 more deaths announced on Friday. In Texas, hospitalizations are approaching the summer peak. Nearly 11,000 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. The Texas Department of State Health Services says intensive care units in several parts of the state are full or near capacity. More than 200 new deaths and 3,000 new cases were reported on Christmas. The CDC says as of Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their trip before being allowed to fly. These latest restrictions come as a new strain of the coronavirus spreads, and the CDC is ordering airlines to deny any passenger who is not tested. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In the NBA, the Clippers go to 2-0 with a 128-108 victory over Denver in the nightcap of the NBA's Christmas schedule. L.A. took down Dallas 138-115. The Nets clipped the Celtics 123-95. It was the Heat over the Pelicans 111-98. And the Warriors fall big to the Bucks in Milwaukee 138-99. The league says its players will not be jumping the line when it comes to the coronavirus vaccine.
In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. One of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols as we go, depending on how things are working. But to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, that it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki. And it's season over for the Duke University women's basketball team. The players made the decision to call off the season after two positive coronavirus tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.